Okay. I'm sorry, we have liftoff, correct. We said yesterday, I think, that Rova said you can deduce from the Mishnah, basically, that the shear of Koshel Broch is Revius. Again, because the Mishnah said that the shear Yain is Kidei Mezigas HaKois. And there's enough of the raw wine, maybe Yain Chai, to make a kois. Which kois we talking about? The Brisa said, kois you have a koshel brocha. Now the end of the Mishnah says, all mashkin are berevius. So in other words, if it got its shear from koshel brocha, we see that revius is the crucial shear for mashkin. So basically we see that koshel brocha is revius. Now, Rova happens to know that, again, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that wine, you get the potential. You got to get to Revius. Now, Rava happens to know that when you make wine, it's a 3-to-1 relationship. So since he sees in the Mishnah that the cup, the shear of the Kosher Brocha is Revius, he knows that the amount of raw wine in there is a quarter of a Revius, because he knows that the system is 3-to-1. So Mela, the shear is a quarter of a Revius. As in one point, a Rava L'taymei, that's built on Rava's understanding. The Omar Rava called Chamer the Lodori Al Chat Klas. Any wine that you don't mix 3-to-1 Maya. I'm sorry, that you don't mix 3 parts water to 1 part wine. Lav Chamer, it's not wine. Meaning, Rava understood the definition of not definition. The way to make wine was 3 parts water, 1 part wine. So since he saw in the Mishnah that a Kosher Broch is Revius, he knew it was 3-to-1. So now he knows that the amount of Yain Chai in a Kosher Broch is a quarter of Revius, so that's the shear for Shabbos. Says Abaye, Abaye doesn't buy it so fast. Interesting, again, let's get a little background. It's not so clear. Abaye is agreeing with him. See, we have two problems here. We have one problem is, what is the shear for Shabbos? We have another problem, what is the shear for Kosher Brocha when you want to make Kiddush, let's say, a bench? So Rava is saying, because he has his equation, he saw the Mishnah that way, the shear must be Revius, because all mashkin are Revius. So he went back to 3-to-1, and he said, so the base shear must be a quarter, that's your shear for Shabbos. Abaye agrees that the shear for Shabbos is a quarter of a Revius, but he doesn't agree that a Kosher Brocha needs a Revius. That he doesn't buy. Let's see what he says. He says, Om Rabbi, Shtei Tshuvas V'Dover. I have two problems with what you're saying. Number one, your whole thing is built on you claiming that the system of Mezig is 3-to-1. That's not true. The Tnan, we had a Mishnah in Nida, I don't know if you remember, Nida, we had 5 Maris Domim. There are 5 colors of Dam that qualify to be Dam. One of them, the Mishnah says, is Yayin Mozuk. The Dam looks like mixed wine. Says the Mishnah, Tnan, Ha-Mozuk, what is Mozuk? Shnei Chelke Mayim Ve'echod Yayin Min Ha-Yayin Ha-Sheruni. Yayin that grew in Sharon, it's 2-to-1. So you see from the Mishnah, it's not 3-to-1. Your whole arithmetic is off. It's 2-to-1. Number two, you based your whole thing on what? That the Mishnah meant the total cup for the kosher broch is revius. Where'd you get that from? Because all mashkin get revius, meaning, and you're understanding that even though all mashkin need revius, yayin chai is enough a quarter of a revius. Why? Because you're looking at the potential. I don't buy that. The oid mayim bekadu mitstarfim. I don't understand. It's an expression. I mean, you have your cup of wine with a quarter of a revius. Then where's the water? The water's still in the barrel, and it's with Zurich. Who gives you the right to make that potential system over there? In other words, you are understanding, Rava, that the shear on Shabbos is a quarter of a revius. Why? Because that quarter of a revius is potentially a revius of a kosher brocha. I don't buy that. Mayim, but you can't use the water that's in the barrel. I mean, you can't do that. El Abaye holds himself that the shear is a quarter of a revius, not because it could be mitzuruf to a revius, because that is the shear on Shabbos. And now it happens to come out, according to Abaye, what will be the shear of a kosher brocha? A quarter of a revius of Yayin Chai will be enough. He doesn't buy this. See, that is the shear, and that's why it's kosher for Shabbos. Omale Rava, Rava will answer. No. Number one, you asked me, I'm claiming that the mix is 3-to-1. You got a mission that it's 2-to-1. That's a problem. That's Yayin Ashiroini. He doesn't say Yayin. It says Yayin Ashiroini. Yayin Ashiroini, I guess, is somewhat roughy, is weaker. It requires less water, but that's not your standard thing. Inami, another teretz, Hosam Mishum Chazuso. That Mishnah there in Nidah is not describing wine in terms of tastes of wine. That Mishnah in Nidah is describing a color. It's saying the color of dam, if it looks like Yayin Mozug, is dam. For the color, the ratio is 2-1. It's not saying that to make wine that's drinkable, you use 3-1. It's saying the color of wine achieved by 2-1 is the color we want by dam. That has nothing to do with the Mishnah telling us how to make wine over there. The look of the time when you're talking about time making wine to drink, so that's number one. You can't knock me out from there. I'm remaining with my system that wine is made 3-1. Okay? Udeko Amrit Mayim Bikadu Mitstarfin. He asked me an interesting question. How do I use potential? I'm telling you, the way we understood yesterday, that when you are moitzi a quarter revius of Yayin Chai, it's Yechayim on Shabbos. Why? Not because a quarter is anything. You need a whole revius to make Kiddush. But because of the potential, since this has in it the potential of being mixed with water, will eventually be revius, that's good. You don't buy that. Where do you see such a thing? As we said yesterday, the truth is, even Rava said it only by Yayin Chai. Now, concentrated orange juice, it will not work. We don't say there's enough in here to mix with water. We generally don't say something like that. Le'inyin Shabbos midi dechoshev, be'inin v'hon ha'michoshev. That's not a taina. Again, Shabbos, the measure is chashivus. A quarter of a revius of Yayin Chai is called choshuv because with that you can make a kosher broch. It's not, I'm using the water in the cut. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. So again, the way Rashi learns a very interesting machloikis over here. Rava holds the way we always understand that the shear of a kosher broch is a revius. The way they made it was a quarter Yayin Chai and three parts water. If you decide that you're a tough guy and you like drinking Yayin Chai, you're going to have to fill up your whole revius with Yayin Chai. Abai doesn't hold that way. Abai holds it. She's a quarter of a revius. Yayin Chai, that is the shear for a kosher broch. Okay, next. Tana Yovish Bekazayis. Congeal, I don't know what you call dry, not what today they call dehydrated wine. What will be the shiur there? Then it goes b'kazayis, divi reb nosi. Explains Rashi, where did kazayis come from? Because they had a formula. If you take a revius of liquid and you dehydrate it, you will remain with a kazayis. So basically, a kazayis of congealed wine is equivalent to a revius of wine, which is very nice. Now, let's just hold on a second. That's very nice if you hold like Rava. Because Rava just said that the shear really of wine is revius. I mean, it's not a quarter of the revius. But Abaye, let's say, Abaye claims the shear is a quarter of a revius. What? No. Because a quarter of each time, if you dehydrate it, it comes to a quarter of a
kazayis. Because when you add the water, that's just the hydration.
Yeah, but even Yayin Chai, there's some hydration. You're talking about a quarter. You're still going to come drop down below where kazayis.
You're left just to use with the particulate matter in the wine.
Right.
When you add water, you don't add any more particulate matter. You just add water. So if you dehydrate, the amount of particulate matter is going to be the same. Dehydrate means to take out the water. What's left is after you take out the water. If you add water, dehydrate.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Yayin Chai, even Yayin Chai has water in it. Any liquid has water.
So that's why when you dry it, it's less than, it's only kazayis, right?
No, one second. You want holes somehow. When you have a liquid revius and you dehydrate it, you'll wind up with a kazayis. Okay, now I'm starting with
that
a
liquid revius. Is chai or not chai so far? The revius they're talking about, is
chai
or not
chai? Yeah, it sounds like any revius. I hear the problem. I hear the problem. That's a very interesting point. But Rashi doesn't seem, because Rashi seems to reason like I was reasoning, that since you only need a quarter, you should really have some, you're right, it's certainly not going to be a quarter revius, according to that, so I'm certainly wrong, but somehow be a little bit less. And his answer is that since Yayin Korush is not, you can't be moisig it, Tosfos disagrees with him. Tosfos says you could just pour water; it'll just rehydrate. It'll rehydrate. Rashi seems to say you can't do that. So therefore, he claims you can't use bechlal the system of, and it'll be bigger. In other words, again, Rav is saying that a quarter of thing of Yayin Chai is enough. Why? Because it can be built up at the revius. Rashi says that Yayin Koresh can't be built up somehow. So mainly you need a full revius of it, and that translates into Kazayis. I hear your problem. I don't know the answer to that. It's an interesting question. I don't know. Yovesh b'Kazayis, Divi Reb Nos. Om Reb Yosef, Reb Nos and Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Omru Dover Echot. They said the same thing, meaning that a revius in a liquid, when you dehydrate it, will wind up with a kazayas in the solid. Reb Nosson Hodam Aron. Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, let's see what he says. Desanya, Reb Yehuda Omer. Shisha Dvorim Mikula Beshami Mechumer Besilel. Okay? Six things he heard. Welcome back, Abshi, how are you? Were cool. Usually Besilel is the Mekel. Here we have, now, here's one of them. Dam Nevelu. Beishamay mitaharin. Beishamay holds nevelas an avatumu. Only the bossa, not the dam. Beis hillel mitamin. They mitami it. Now the simple way to learn here is why, because they treat the dam as bossa. Beishamay says bossa is bossa, dam is dam. The Torah says psar nevelas tomei, dam is not. They treat it like that. There's a pasuk for that. However they know it, whatever it is. How much do you need though? Now, what's the shiur for the b'sar nevela kazayis? So, how much dam do you need? Should be It should be the equivalent of a kazayis now in a liquid. Don't make any mistakes. A kazayis is not enough. Lo timu ela b'dam sheyesh bo revius. Why hold the yochel v'likrish v'lamen al kazayis? The shiur is kazayis bosa. They're claiming that dam is a type of bosa. But a kazayis, if you'll take a kazayis, look, that's not enough. You need the equivalent of a kazayis bosa. That's a revius. Again, they have this rule of thumb. If you have a revius of dam, and you dehydrate it, you're going to wind up with a kazayis. So since you need a kazayis, you need revius. Okay, says Reb... Who said this? Reb Yosef. Reb Nosson and Reb Yosef are now saying the same thing. They're both saying, basically, that a revius liquid dehydrates into a kazayis. He said it by wine, he said it by dam. Now you're about to ask me what the Gemara is going to ask. Of course, that's not an equation. Because different liquids will have a different dehydration process. Dam is thicker than, blood is thicker than water. It's thicker than wine also, the Gemara says. So therefore, it's not necessarily true. And if you say that a revius of yayin will go down, will dehydrate into a kazayis, then a revius of dam will dehydrate into more than a kazayis, because there's more particulate matter in dam. So this is not an equation. You're claiming the same things. They're not. Fakir, if anything, they're not saying the same thing. They have a different ratio here. Amar Abaye, Dilma, Loi, maybe that's not true. Adkan lokom Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson only said that it's revius kazayis, hocha de boy revius, meaning you need a full revius to get to a kazayis. El b'yayin, the kolish. Kolish meaning it's thinner, less particulate matter, more liquid. El avildam de somich, it's thicker. Kazayis, loboy revius. A kazayis wouldn't need a revius. To get a kulin kazayis, you'd need, let's say, 3/4 of a revius. Inami, the other way around. Ad kan lokom Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Hosom. He said revius to kazayis, sagilebe revius. You know, it's a kazayis is enough revius, that's by dam de somich. But in wine, he'd require much more wine to get to kazayis, because it's a looser mix of aliyah in the kolish. Kazayis have a yosem revius. Kazayis would be the equivalent of much more than a revius. V'chimapik pochus mikazayis, and a Shabbos should be chayiv for less than kazayis. The equations are not the same. It happens to come out revius to kazayis, but he said it by dam. He said it by yayin. Faket, they're not going to agree with each other, because he's somehow got a higher ratio than he does. It's not the same. Okay. Now we have a lot of words to say, but it's going to run because it's very light, the Gemara. Okay, a lot of things that we don't understand here also. Let's go. Cholov kedei gemiyah, right? The Mishnah said the shiur for milk is kedei gemiyah, a swallow. Rishon Meir said we don't know exactly what that is. We don't know exactly what that means. An average swallow. We don't know the shiur. Now the Gemara gets into some dikduk problems. Eiboilu, kedei gemiyah, is that word gemiyah, swallowing. Is it spelled with an aleph? Or kedei gemiyah with an ayin? It's with an aleph. Garinim, pits. Garinim is written with an aleph, or garinim is written with an ayin. When you sell a piece of land over there and there's less years, you take off from the value. Nigra, to take off. Says Rashi, the garinim come from that word because they are taken away They take them out from the food. So you see, it's with an ayin. Iboil oimemos. We had it before. Gecholim oimemos. Gecholim coals that are going out. Is that word oimemos written with an aleph or oimemos with an ayin? Omer Rabbi Yitzchok baravdimi. Aposik in Yecheskel. Arozim lo imemu began alekim. The trees didn't weaken his look. Didn't make him look different. But you see, it's with an ayin. Okay, next. Iboil ma'amtsin. Yeah, so Mishlein Ma'amtsin is the, it closed the eyes of the mess. The word is Ma'amtsin. Is it Ma'amtsin with an aleph? No, Ma'amtsin with an ayin. Om abchi barabon, Rabbi Yechanon, ve'oitzim einov me'roiz b'ro. You close your eyes from seeing, you see it's with an ayin. Even though that word's a little different, that's otzam, and this is omatz. But as the Ritva says, doesn't matter. Okay, anyway. Tone Rabbonon, ha'moitzi cholov shel behemo, milk, that was on Mishnah. Kidei gemia, swallow. Cholov shel isha, mother's milk, or loben shel beitz, or the white of an egg, kedelitin b'meshifa shel kilor. That was used, not as a drink, but was used to mix kilor. We heard yesterday, you told us. What was it again? A sev. So to mix it in, they would put in some liquid. Sometimes they use mother's milk, sometimes use loben beitz, you'll still see sometimes they use water. So that's much, much less than a gemiyah. That'll be the shiur. Kilor kedeloshuf b'mayim. How much is the shear for the kilo altogether? Enough to mix with water. I said something meaning enough to be used for two eyes. Enough of the base mix to mix with water that come out for both of your eyes. Okay. Boy Rav Ashi, when we said kidei shifa, it has to be the kidei shifa or a drop more, kidei achiza v'shifa, teku, because when you smear it, you're going to have a little residue left on your finger. So do you need that also for the shear or not? Teku. Okay. Dvash kidei lit napeh al kosis. Honey was used for these wounds on the back of the camel or the horse. Gives a small amount. Tono, the Braisa says, Kideliten al pi kosis. The Mishnah said, Kideliten al kosis. The Braisa says, al pi kosis. Boy Ravashi, what does the Braisa mean to say pi kosis? What does that expression mean? Al kosis means al puma de kula kosis. It just means a way of saying some sort of a wound, a whole wound, the pia causes. Or no, odilma bamur shekamo de causes. It means on the murshe means like the point or the corner. It means to be saying not the whole pia causes, only the tip. Or the ritva says in these things there might be an opening where the pus leaks out. It means that point la fuke, but to exclude hadahudun all around the delote. I mean, the Braisa mean to. To when it threw in that extra word of explanation, pia causes, it meant to say meaning the whole causes, the whole pad, whole top, or meant to limit, make it smaller, that the, either that opening or the corner of the tip of the causes. Take. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav. We've got it now. Koma shibora kodesh baruch hu be'olomo lobova dover echad levatolo. And we're going to come here, I think we're basically listening seemingly little brius, which don't seem to have any purpose. Okay, let's go. Bora shablul. Shablul is, what did I teach you? It's some sort of worm, I think.
A slug,
correct, good. Lekosis. That could be used for this kosis wound. Apparently you put that thing on and it'll soothe the wound. Bora zvuv, a fly. Letzira. If you have a bite from a tzira, that's the type of thing that bites, you smash a fly onto it and it'll help. Yitush, I thought it was a mosquito, I think they translate it as a gnat. Linochosh, that will somehow help for a nochosh bite. Nochosh, what's a snake here for? Lechafof, it's chafof, it's a type of shchin. The nochosh can be used to heal the shchin, you'll see in a minute how. The samomis, a spider, I think. They go with a spider. Is a spider, an akrav. A spider can be used for an akrav bite. If you get a scorpion bite, you smash a spider onto it and it'll help. Now, there's some words missing here. It should say, the nochash lechafofis, we said that a nochash can help for this type of shchin. How? Hechi yov, let it do it. Maisi chodoch, we bring a black snake. Vechodochiv, a white snake. Vishalkil, you cook up and get a nice mix over there. Vishayfilay, and you smear it on your chafofis. Good. We find in nature, interesting Gemara, five things, times, where the big thing is afraid of the little thing. Five emos cholash ala gibor. Emos mafgia ala ri. I don't think they know what a mafgia is. It's some sort of small animal which makes a lot of noise. They have an English word for it, I doubt it. Mafgia. And the lion gets scared of this animal. That's the Emas Cholosh al Agibor. The lion is a much stronger and bigger animal, but he gets scared because this little guy makes a lot of noise. Rashi says, so the lion gets convinced there's a big animal coming after him, so he gets scared. Emas Yitush al Apil, the gnat or the mosquito on the elephant, because he goes into his nose and emachta meshuga. Okay. Emas Samomis al Akriv. And Samomis, again, the spider, the scorpion, although a much more powerful thing than a spider, is afraid of it, because it goes into his ear, Rashi says, and makes him nuts. Emas Sanvonis al Anesha. Sanvonis is a small bird. I think they go with sparrow. Swallow. Okay, it's a small bird as compared to a nesher. Rashi says he gets under the wing of the nesher and he stops him from spreading his wings. So the big, powerful eagle is afraid of this little bird. Amas kilbis alivyosun. Kilbis, a little sheretz in the mayim, and it gets into the livyosun's nose, into his ear. Also makes him crazy. So you have five cases where the giant, in a way, is afraid of the little one. It's a posuk in Amos. Hamavlig, he's magzik, he makes strong. Shoid al oz, shoid meaning the shodud, the weak one on oz on the gibor. Okay. Amar Reb Zeira, Ashkechei le Reb Yehuda. I found Reb Yehuda once. Davakoya pisu de bechamu was sitting by his father-in-law in the house before. V'chazia, and I saw davabedicha daite. So we would say he was in a good mood, I guess. How do they touch B'dicha Daite? What? Lighthearted, okay. V'iboy minei, chalolayam, I knew at that point, if I asked him anything in the world, Havomel, he's going to answer me. He was in a good mood. It's interesting, Gemara, you know, Omalei, my timer, easy misgon bereish v'hodo imri. How come in a herd of tzon, the goats will walk at the head of the herd, and then the sheep? Omalei, kibir yoso shel oilom. The Bereshah HaShoich of Ahodah Noira, Vahiyera Vahivoykir. First came the dark, then came the light. Goats, Rashi says, generally are black skinned. And sheep are white skinned. Kibir Yosef Shaloylo. Mr. Mashur, if you're interested in it, Chanukah Shmuz, he has a ganze thing over here that the goats are a marshal for Malchus Yovan. Because in the Vu and Daniel, Yovan is represented by a goat. And the sheep is us, Sepsura Beno Amin. And the question was, how come, let's say, by Malchus Chashmonoi, before the Malchus Chashmonoi came, there had to be Alexander Mukden and the Malchus Yovan. There had to be Malchus Yovan before our Melochim. That was his question, why the goats go before the sheep? And the answer is because Choshech comes before light. Choshech is a Yovan. He's got a lot of things on all these things here. But anyway, now, next question he asked him. My taimo, hani mechassin v'hani megalion. Goats don't have a tail. You remember Chumash? When you bring a sheep, you bring the alya. She has a fat tail that covers her mokum and behind. The goat does not. So my time, hani mechassin, these are covered, the sheep. Hani megalion, the goats are not. So interesting answer. Hani, the sheep, the mechassin and minayu. We cover ourselves with sheep. Meaning, we take the wool from the sheep and cover ourselves so they are covered. Mechassin. Goats don't have wool of any serious nature. We don't cover ourselves from Megayin. They're exposed. My taimo gamlo zutu genufse. How come a camel has a short tail? Mishun do'ochal kise. The camel eats. Kise is thorns, or grass that has thorns in it. So therefore, the camel is generally, or a lot of times, walking around with his thorns. So if she had a long tail, the tail's going to get caught in the thorns. So Hashem made it, she has a short tail. My time at Tura, Rika Gnuf, say, a short cow has a long tail. Shum the daya ba'agme, she lives, agme is where there are reeds, a swamp, and there's bugs there. Uboile kakushi b'boki, she has to scare away the yitushim, the mosquitoes or the gnats, so it's good to have a long tail. My time or karno de kamtso ruchiva. Karno means the horn. I mean, I guess we would say the antenna. How do they charge somebody? You know, I'm saying the antenna of an ant. Rashi says a kamtso is either a grasshopper or an ant. Why is it soft? It's a soft material. It's not hard like the baby by the animals. It says an interesting thing. From the daira bechilfi, they live in chilfi and arova where there are trees. How do they tie chilfi? A forest where there are trees. Willows, yeah, Arova Rashi says, what are willow trees? The Ikasha, if those antennae would be hard, Nad Yumis Avra. When they bump into the trees, they snap. And it's this way they have give. They snap and she become blind. Because the eyes, Shmuel says the eyes of these creatures, either the grasshoppers or the ants, are in their antennae. Doma Shmuel, hi man the boy, masami lakamsi, you want to blind an ant, lishlufinu lakarne. Take off those things. So the eyes are there. So if she would keep bumping into the willow trees and snapping or things, they'll be running around a lot of blind ants. So Hashem gave them soft antennae so they could be flexible and wouldn't break. You look like you're ready for a comment. Not yet. Okay. We're not finished yet. My time I timrid the tarnegalto midlay le'elo. The way Rashi learns, the eyelids of a chicken, I guess, or a rooster, generally speak by most breeds like us, the eyes close, the top comes down against the bottom. That's how you close your eyes. Sadly, by chickens, it goes the other way, and the bottom will come over and cover the top. Seems to get a better seal that way. The dire adape, chickens live on the beams of how they climb up on top in place of houses, kairis, and there's smoke there from the ovens and the house. The aisle, and maybe in a place where there's smoke, the aisle cut to Mesav, if the smoke gets into their eyes, they're going to get blinded. So somehow this system of the bottom lid coming over the top lid gets a better seal. I don't understand exactly. I have any explanation for that? Could be done either way. I'm sorry? Oh, I see. Very good. Smoke rises. So if the opening's on the bottom guy, yeah. Very good. Okay. Good. Okay, now we have a new thing, a little linguistics here. Moshe points out, the Gemara is taking a few words in Aramish, Targum Loshen, and showing that it's really like a shorthand for Hebrew words. As Moshe points out, because the Gans Aramish is a funny language. I mean, it was like an independent language, sort of like Yiddish. A lot of it just came off of Loshon Kodesh. I mean, just examples of that. What's that? It basically says that a lot of it's coming off of Loshon Kodesh. Doshen. A doshen, a ramish, means a doorway. He says it's a contraction of derech shom. That's the way out. Darga. Darga means the steps. That's a contraction of derech gag. To wait to the ceiling. Maskeliso. Maskeliso is a dip. So the Gemara says it was built out of the Hebrew words, Mosai Tichledo. When will this ever finish? Meaning a dip takes forever to eat because you don't dig it in like this. You don't sit and take it like with yogurt, kusak. We eat yogurt straight. They didn't. They dipped it in, so it lasted a long time. Beso, a house. Where's it come from? Bovesev, come and sit. Bovesev, boy, come and sit down. Bixa. Bixa means a. It's a small, like a hut, a very tight house. They have a word for big, sir. It's a very small, tight, very, very tight house. What? Cram. Good, good word. Where does that come? Bay Aksa. A house of Aksa Mitzah. Kufsa. Now, Rashi has come up Pshatim in Kufsa. Basically, what it is, in all the Pshatim, it's either a... Let's say a thing like shaped like this, a kli like this, either a machteshes where you bang in, or something to hold chitim, and you turn it over and you sit on it. Kufsa, something that you turn over and sit on. Where'd that come from? Koif v'siv, turn it over and sit on it. Livni, livni means bricks. Where does it come from? Libne boni, because bricks last for a long time. You build a brick house, it'll be there when your grandchildren are there. Hutsa, hutsa is. Hutzah is like Gemara Bigin Bas, Hutzah V'dafn. It's a gate or a wall made out of thorns or lulavim. Hutzah lulav is called the Hutzah too. That comes from the word chatzitzah. It's not a heavy wall. It's not a thing that'll last, but it's a chatzitzah. It'll separate. Chatzvah is a, what they call, a pitcher. Something to draw water with. About something to draw water with. Comes from choytzev mayim, minanor. Kuzah. Kuzah is a small kli. A small one, like a cup, I would say. Where'd that come from? Kozeh. Because a person says to somebody, you can't give me even this much. Kozeh, you can't give me a little bit of drink. Shutisa. Shutisa is an interesting one. Shutisa means basically a hadasim, no? What does Rashi say? We got a Rashi there somewhere. Shutisa is a Bahadas branch. Why is it called Shutisa? They used to use it when they dance. Come on, Ksubas. When they dance for the kala, gets rank for the kala, they would dance with a hottest branch. So it comes to a shtusa, a fool. Because when one would dance, it looks a shtika like a fool. So they started calling the hottest shtusa. Meshichlo is a big seifel where you wash, a big one, like a bathtub. Let's say you can wash your whole self in there, you can wash clothes, a big one. The words moshikula, you wash everything. Mashchilta, it's a similar word, but mashchilta refers to a smaller one, a more delicate one, a sefer kot, or it's nicer also. It's not like a big, more of a decorative, a washing bowl, let's call it. What? Got a word? Mashikalsa. There the kala washes herself. Meaning it's more of a delicate thing, more of a nice thing, as opposed to a big zetzer a bathtub where you can throw your laundry in there too. Asiso. Asiso. What do we got for Asiso here? Asiso is a pan. I'm sorry. What do you call it? Not a deep one. A flat frying pan. What do you call it? Skillet. Right? Flat. Where'd that come from? Chaserso. Missing. Meaning it's a pot that's missing the digging out. A pot is usually dug out. That's depth. It's missing the depth. Okay. Buchna. Buchna, what do they call it? It's a mortar and pestle. That's the thing you put the stuff in and you bang it with the mortar. The bottom one that holds it, you get banged in, it's called a buchna. Why? Boy, the akeno. Come and hit it. Levusha is an outer garment. Loy busha. You're not embarrassed. It covers up all your underwear. It also covers up any of your underclothes that might be torn. That's your outer garment. Glima is also a type of outer garment. They have different words for it. It's more of a cloak type thing. It doesn't show the shape of anything. Shinasebo ki goylem. It looks like a goylem. It's no chitachevorim on it. It's not cut out. It's not tapered. It's like a, what do they say for glima? Cloak, maybe? Overcoat. It's without chitachevorim, Rashi says. You don't see the body at all. Gulso is, Rashi says, a maktayr noa. That's already a nicer coat. Maybe a Shabbos coat, something like that. That comes from the word goli ve'esav. Expose yourself and sit down. Because that coat you're going to be careful with. When you sit down, you don't want it rubbing on the floor. So you're going to pick it up when you sit down. You take better care. Goli ve, expose and sit. Purya is a bed. Okay, now we have orphan. A bed is called Purya sheporin ve'rovinolin. That's what Piri River takes it. Borzinka. Borzinka means a bore. I mean, they have a bore where they kept the water in the backyard, right? The water pit, not pit, I guess. If it dried out, one that dried out is that called a borzinka. Why is it called a borzinka? Borzenoki. This bore is clean, has nothing in it. Okay. Sudra, interesting. Sudra is the hat or the scarf that generally was worn by the Talmid, by Talmid HaChomet. The sudra was usually in the Gemara, that which the Talmud Chacham wore on his head. So that comes from Soda Shemli Reyev. Apadna. Apadna is a palace, a fancy house. Apischodein. On this door, meaning to this door, come from Mishpat to serve the king. So Choshev Azach. Okay. Tana Rabbonon. Shloisha calls man shemaskinim. Three things as they get older. Mosif and Gvura get stronger or more courageous. Ve'elohen, dag, fish, nochosh, v'chaza. Okay. The Mishnah said the sheaf of shemen was kidei losuch eiver cotton. Enough shemen to shmir on a small limb. What does that mean? Amri debe Reb Yanai. I'm sorry. Shemen kidei losuch eiver cotton. Amri debe Reb Yanai. Shemen kidei losuch eiver cotton shel cotton ben yoimai. The smallest eiver of a one-day-old child. And they all say it means the pinky toe. That's the smallest aver. Rashi says it means enough to shmear on that. I'm sorry, that's the Rambam says. Rashi says even less than that. It means to shmear on one joint of the smallest toe of a one-day-old baby. So that's how he's learning. Instead of aver, cotton. Cotton is referring to two things. The smallest aver in the smallest person. It's a double usage there. Frank the Gemara Meisvei. Look at a brisa puts it. Shemen kide losuch eiver cotton v'cotton ben yomo. Two different things. My love, mishdomer. That means two different things. Eiver cotton of a godel, the smallest eiver in a grown person. Ve'eiver godel shel cotton ben yomo. Not the way you are making. You're making it very small. The smallest eiver, the toe of a one-day-old baby. Here it sounds like it's two things. Aver caught meaning the small, let's say the toe of a grown person, or the big Aver in a little baby. Amrei lo tevei Rabbiani lo, that's not what it means. Hochi koma. It the vav is funny. It means shemen ki losuch Aver cotton shall cotton ben yoima. Like I said, the reading is funny. Sounds like two things. It's not. It means losuch Aver cotton. Which cotton? I mean of a cotton ben yoima. Oh, zod gemara lemiketanoi. I'll show you, it looks like a machloikis tanoi. Shemen ki de losuch eve cotton, vi cotton ben yoimoi, the rib shemen alosa. Reb nosen omer, ki de losuch eve cotton. So what's the machloikis there? He said eve cotton ben yoimoi, he said eve cotton. My la, behokam iflegate. The rib shemen ben alosa sovar eve cotton, shel cotton, like Reb Yanai said. And Reb Nosen's coming to say, no. Eva cotton, meaning Eva cotton of a grown person. Eva cotton the godl, or Eva godl the cotton. Aval Eva cotton shall cotton ben yom alo, that's too small. Meaning that the Shimon ben Eloza basically is what Rabbi Yanai said. Eva cotton of a cotton. Reb Nosen says, no, Eva cotton of a standard person, or Eva godl of a cotton, but not that small. Eva cotton of a cotton ben yom, that not. So he said, no, l'kuli al Eva cotton the cotton ben yom alo. Everybody holds that's too little. Nobody holds like Rabbi Yanai. The less of the Rabbi Yanai. What's the machloikis? V'hocha b'hocha miflige. Reb Shimon ben Eloza sovar Eva cotton the godel, like we thought before, of Eva godel the cotton ben yomo ki adodi ninu. He held you can go either way. You either take the smallest of a grown person or the biggest of a baby. That could be the same thing. Reb Nosson sovar Eva cotton the godel ain't Eva godel the cotton ben yomo lo. Now he wants the smallest Eva of a grown person. Good. My have you know what's at the end of the day? Toshma, the sign of Shimon Eloza Omer, clearly, Shemen, the loss of Eva cotton, so cotton ben yomer. Reb Shimon ben Eloza Taka means like, what do you call it? Reb Shimon Eloza means like Reb Yanai, not like we thought here. At the end of the day, Taka means the smallest Eva in a small child.